May the light of Christ rising in glory dispel the darkness of our hearts and our minds.
You can take your, you can fill in. Yep. After I read this. Yeah. So hold tight, okay? This is the night of the Passover of our Lord, the night of rescue from death and deliverance from sin's bondage. This is the night to recall God's ordering of the formless void, to remember our sin, the fall which became the fate of our Lord. This is the night to remember Noah and his family, borne up by the flooding waters, and to recall our own rebirth by water and the Word. This is the night to hear how God spared the child of Abraham and redeemed us, his children, whom he loves. This is the night to hear of the Lamb, which is sacrificed for Abraham's son and the children of Israel, and of the true Lamb of God, who is sacrificed for you and for me. This is the night of rescue, of Israel's rescue from the waters of the sea and our rescue from death in the waters of baptism. This is the night we sit in darkness, the darkness of the tomb, the darkness of our death, there to hear our story. The darkness, which is truly not darkness, for Christ, the light, stands with us. invite you to please stand. Let's join together in singing hymn number 317. Whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight. Hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Lord, who once bring on your redeeming wing healing and sight, help to the sick and mind, sight to the inly blind. Oh, now to humankind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight. Move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place, let there be light. Holy and blessed Three, glorious Trinity, wisdom and light, boundless as ocean tide, rolling in fullest pride through the earth far and wide, let there be light. You may extinguish your candles and please have a seat.
The fall into sin, taken from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace with that mercy never ending, which human wisdom far transcends, of God whose loving arms extending to wretched sinners condescends, whose heart with pity still must break, whether we seek Him or forsake.
The Great Flood, a reading from Genesis chapter 7, verses 11 through 18, and chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were open. The rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah with his sons Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons entered the ark, they and every wild animal of every kind, and all domestic animals of every kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every bird of every kind, every bird, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, two and two of all flesh, in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth, and the waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters swelled and increased greatly on the earth. The ark floated on the face of the waters. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and all the domestic animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided, the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed, the rain from the heavens was restrained, and the waters gradually receded from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had abated, and in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Once in the blessed baptismal waters, I put on Christ and made Him mine. Now numbered with God's sons and daughters, I share His peace and love divine. My God, for Jesus' sake I pray, Your peace may bless my dying day.
The Sacrifice of Isaac, a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 4 and 7 through 12. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering, and set out and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, Father! And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God Himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from the heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When Jesus enters meek and lowly to fill the home with sweetest peace, when hearts have felt his blessing holy and found from sin complete release, the light and calm within shall reign, and hearts divide in love again.
The Passover, reading from Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 32. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go, select lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood in the basin. None of you shall go outside the door of your house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike down the Egyptians. When he sees the blood on the lintels and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you down. You shall observe this rite as a perpetual ordinance for you and your children. When you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he had promised, you shall keep this observance. And when your children ask you, 'What do you mean by this observance?' you shall say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, for he passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt when he struck down the Egyptians but spared our houses.' And the people bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites went and did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his officials and all the Egyptians, and there was a loud cry in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron in that night and said, 'Rise up, go away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks and your herds as you said, and be gone.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We sinners see their lost condition and feel the pressing load of sin. And Jesus comes upon his mission to heal the sin-sick heart within. All grief must flee before his grace, and joy divine will take its place.
The Miracle at the Sea. Book from reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 10, 13 through 16, and 21 through 30. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord. But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will only have to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward." But you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove back the sea by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea into dry land. And the waters were a wall for them. And the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the sea on the dry ground, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went into the sea after them. All the Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and chariot drivers. At the morning which the Lord and the pillar of fire and a cloud looked down upon the Egyptian army and threw the Egyptian army into panic. He clogged their chariot wheels so that they turned with difficulty. The Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the Israelites, for the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and their chariot drivers." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at dawn the sea returned to its normal depth. As the Egyptians fled before it, the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the chariot drivers and the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. But the Israelites walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters forming a wall for them on their right and their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Salvation. For your right hand, O Lord of mine, has put the enemy to flight. In mercy you have freed us. Like watered plants, no, let us grow. Within your house your praise shall show. With steadfast mercy lead us. Draw nigh, Most High, let your promise rest upon us, failing never, for the Lord shall reign forever.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel this evening is taken from St. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He's been raised. He's not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Victorious, rising, glorious, life is giving. He was then, but now is living. Please have a seat. Just a quick word regarding the baptismal remembrance. At the conclusion of these responses printed before you, we'll join in singing hymn number 224, during the second or third. It says the third stanza, but there's a number of you here. So start coming up during the second stanza if you're comfortable. You can come forward here to the baptismal font and remember your baptism. Simply place your fingers in the water, make the sign of the cross on your forehead as a remembrance of your baptism. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God separated the waters that the earth might produce and provide, and God provided light to rule day and night. From the waters, God began to bring forth life, and with the waters He refreshed the earth. by the waters of the flood, God condemned the wicked and saved Noah and his family. Refracted light and water, the rainbow, became the sign of God's own covenant with all the lives upon the earth. At Mount Moriah, Isaac, Abraham's beloved son, was spared the fire of sacrifice, where God provided himself a lamb for the burnt offering. Water and fire, the pillar of God's presence, led God's people out of slavery into freedom. Through the waters, once more separated, God delivered his people and condemned their oppressors. Baptized by John in the waters of the Jordan, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, was anointed by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who appeared to those who followed Christ as cloven flames upon their heads. Jesus made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. Obeying his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Just as we also were buried with Christ by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life, letting our light shine before all people, that they may see our good works and give glory to our Father who is in heaven.
Into your name, most holy, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I claim a place, though weak and lowly, among your seed, your chosen host. Buried with Christ and dead to sin, I have your Spirit now within. My loving Father, here you take me, henceforth to be your child and heir. My faithful Savior, here you make me the fruit of all your sorrow share. O Holy Ghost, you comfort me, though threatening clouds around I see. O faithful God, you never fail me. Your covenant surely will abide. Let not eternal death assail me, should I transgress it on my side. Have mercy when I come defiled. Forgive, lift up, restore your child. All that I am and love most dearly, receive it all, O Lord, from me. Oh, let me make my my vow sincerely, and help me your own child to be. Let nothing that I am or own serve any will but yours
alone. We worship our Lord with his offering. Take them down. Go ahead, I'll take these ones. Here. Please stand.
At the Lamb's high feast we say praises to King, who has washed us in the tide flowing from his pierced side. Alleluia. Praise we him whose love divine gives his sacred blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, Christ the victim, Christ the priest, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Where Paschal blood is poured, death's red angel sheathes the sword. Israel's host triumphant go through the wave that drowns the foe. Alleluia.
We praise you, Heavenly Father, and your Son, Christ our Lord, through whom you have saved and redeemed us. Through him, you first created us and now have still more gloriously rescued us from sin and death. Oh, the greatness of your love, that you would take our fallen nature to yourself to fulfill your will and through suffering free us from suffering and death. Oh, the greatness of your love, Christ, Lord, that on the night before you went to die, you took bread. And when you had given thanks, you broke it, and you gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, you took the cup, and when you had given thanks, you gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now no more can death appall, now no more the grave enthrall. You have opened paradise, and your saints in you shall rise. Alleluia. Easter triumph, Easter joy. This alone can sin destroy. From sin power, Lord, set us free. Newborn souls in you to be. Alleluia. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once arisen from the dead, you revealed yourself to your disciples. Father, who the crown shall give, Savior, by whose death we live. Spirit, guide through all our days. Three in one, your name we praise. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we receive God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another. Peace be with you. 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 Oop, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. You may be seated. The body of Christ given into death for you.
Thank you.
and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now unto life everlasting. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Imparting his joy and his peace. Amen.
invite you to please stand. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God, you give us the joy of celebrating our Lord's resurrection. Give us also the joy of life in your service, and bring us at last to the full joy of life eternal. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we get into the last hymn, just real quick, I want to say thank you to a couple people, lots of people. This week is the busiest week of the year for us, and on top of it being Holy Week this week, we had two funerals come in the week before, and it's just been a whirlwind of things for us here these last 2 weeks, but I need to just say thank you to Stella in the office, pushing out all of these bulletins and trying to keep up with my craziness. What a saint she is. So thanks to her. Lois. Lois isn't with us tonight, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into the music with Lois and the choir and all of those folks, the long hours and practice that they put in, as well as being at so many of the services to sing for us. So thanks to them. To Betty, there's a lot of transitional stuff that takes place with communion and changing of the paraments and all of that good stuff. So to Betty and so many of the members of the Altar Guild, everybody that came out this morning to string butterflies. My goodness, that's a tradition of ours. I think Lois said we've been doing it now for 21 or 22 years that's been happening here. And what a beautiful tradition it is, to everybody that came out to help with that. To Sharon and all the folks that took care of the altar. How beautiful it is. It doesn't get any better than this, folks. What a beautiful image this is. It's just a reminder of the life that we have because of Christ. That's what this is about. And as much as I can't stand hyacinths, and as much as I don't think that it's going to smell at all like this in heaven, these are sweet, sweet aromas that rise up to our God as we give Him thanks and praise Him today once again for the joy that is ours as a resurrection people. He is alive. You know, there's I don't have the chance to say to do a sermon on Saturday nights with you for the vigil, but it's tomorrow is April Fool's, right? And the only time, the last time, I don't want to say the only time, but the last time April Fool's fell on Easter was in 1956, and it will come back again in 2029. There's really something to this, though, because There is no joke, is there? Christ rose. Look in that grave. It's empty. And the only fool, by the way, the only fool is the devil who stomped in victory. That's it, folks. What a joy it is to be together. Last but not least, two people for tonight that I want to thank. First and foremost, my acolyte. He's on his maiden voyage here, and he's peeking his head through the back going, "Where's my dad?" But that's Carter, and Carter was just eager. He was here doing butterflies this afternoon, and he says, "Pastor, can I acolyte tonight?" And I said, "You betcha." So to Carter, he did a fantastic job. And to our where is he? He's back there. Carter, pop your head out here for a second. They want to see you. Wave to everybody. There you go, buddy. Thank you. All right. And to my other favorites up top. It's no coincidence that they're called Joseph and Mary. What wonderful, beautiful people they are. To Mary, who's the support. To Joe. And Joe, our good, good friend who has played for us now countless times. Thanks for helping us out tonight, Joe, with the service. This is a tough one with all the variation in music. And man, oh man, you just nailed it. You nailed it. So thank you so, so very much. Joe's also going to be with us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock for the sunrise. So thank you for that. Happy Easter, folks. What a blessing it is. Thank you for allowing me the joy of celebrating this most remarkable celebration with you once again. God bless you, and let's sing as loud as we can this last hymn number 131.
Of heaven resound in praise of love that still abounds. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Sing choirs of angels loud and clear, repeat their song of glory here. Christ has triumphed, Christ has triumphed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Eternal is the gift he brings, therefore our hearts will rapture sing. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Now still he comes to give us life, and by his presence stills all strife. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Fill us, Lord, with dauntless love, set heart and will on things above, that we conquer through your triumph. Grant grace sufficient for life's day, and by our lives we truly say, Christ has triumphed, he is living. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adorning praises now we bring, and with the heavenly blessed sing. Christ has triumphed, alleluia. Be to the Father and our Lord, to Spirit bless us, Holy Lord, all the glory.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Happy Easter. Thank you.